On today's Kids Corner, Lucille thinks she finally made it.
Well, maybe it's time for a new Lucille.
You tell him, sister.
But is this what she really wants? It's time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Tureen's Northridge Mall sure is busy today. Maybe this isn't the best day for Lucille and Lacey to go clothes shopping.
Oh, look at this shirt, Lacey. This would look really nice on you.
Looks kind of square to me.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Don't get me wrong. Huh? It would look good on you.
You think? Oh, I don't know. On second thought, maybe it's not so nice. You haven't bought anything yet, Lacey. I thought we were going to go buy clothes together.
I haven't seen anything I like. Hey, let's go over there. I'm sure they'd have something I'd wear.
Ratitude? I never shopped there before. What's it like?
Come on, you'll see.
Whoa, this is different.
It's a whole new world, little sister, and it's time you paid it a visit.
I don't know. I don't think I could wear anything from here.
Why not? Half my wardrobe is from here.
Well, it's so dark. And revealing.
Don't be so uptight, Lucille. This is the way things are now. Everybody dresses like this. Everybody wants to be like this.
Hey, Lacey.
Hey, got anything new I'll like?
Oh, yeah, the new line is right over there.
Whoa, I've never seen anything like that before.
Oh, it's rainbow.
I just don't think my mom would want me dressing in this stuff.
You know, I think that would look really good on you.
You do?
Oh, definitely.
Do it. Try it on.
Yeah.
It won't hurt to try it on, will it?
Well, I guess not. I'll be right back.
So, is she serious about her mom?
Yeah. She and her mom get along pretty good, actually.
Huh. You don't see that very often.
How does it look?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Very hip.
Fantastic.
Really?
You can't not buy it.
Okay, I will. I'll buy it.
Good choice. I'll bring you up right over there.
I think you made the right decision.
Yeah. Could you do me a favor?
Sure, super cool girl. What'd you need?
Well, when we go to my house, can you carry the stuff in? You know, just in case my mom wants to see what I got.
Is that all? Yeah, I can do that.
Great. Great.
Lucille bought the clothes even though she knew her mother wouldn't like them. The whole way home, she was excited to put them on, but scared that her mom would find out what she'd spent her money on.
Hello, Lucille. Hello, Lacey.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Lucille, Mrs. Fox just called. She wants you to call her back.
Did she say why?
Yep, she did. She needs a babysitter for the next 4 weekends, and she thought you'd be responsible enough for the job.
Wow. Really? Can I do it?
I think you've proven that you are old enough and wise enough to handle a job like that. Sure, you can do it.
Hey. That's great. Then I could buy that new CD player I wanted.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What did you girls get today?
I got some clothes. Just some clothes.
Yeah, me too.
Can I see?
Yeah. Got this sweater.
Oh, that's nice. You can wear that to school.
Yeah, and I got these shoes.
Nice. What about you, Lacey?
You know, just some stuff. No big deal.
Okay, then.
I gotta put this stuff away. We'll be in my room.
Yeah.
If you need anything, just let me know.
We will.
The girls went to Lucille's room, where they all put on their new clothes.
You look so cool, Lucille.
I do?
Yeah.
I guess I do. You know, I feel cool, too. I kind of feel like,
rebellious?
Yeah, sort of.
What would your mom say if she walked in right now?
Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Turn on the radio. Get some music going.
Okay.
Nice. We could dance to this.
Oh, I'm not a very good dancer.
I've seen you dance before. You're okay.
Well, not like you.
You just have to relax. Don't be thinking about everything. Get into the music.
Okay. Like this?
Yeah, except you look like you're in pain.
I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize, just relax. Yeah, that's better.
What is going on in there, girls? Everything in the china cabinet is rattling.
Oh.
Huh?
Lucille, what are you wearing?
What did you say?
May I talk to you for a minute, Lucille?
Sure, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Whose clothes are these you're wearing?
They're Lacey's.
Haven't we already talked about you borrowing other people's clothes like this?
Yeah, but I didn't borrow them. I was just trying them on in my room.
You know I don't like you wearing clothes like these.
Why? What's wrong with them?
First, they make you look, I don't know, rebellious.
Rebellious?
Second, they're not very modest. People don't want to look at your tummy.
It's the style, Mom.
And third, you're only 10 years old. It's okay to look like you're 10 years old. You don't need to look like you're older just yet.
But I am getting older, Mom.
Yes, I know. But when you dress older, people expect you to be older, and that may cause problems you're just not ready for.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Now I want you to give Lacey her clothes back and start getting ready for dinner.
Okay.
Whoa, I didn't mean to get you into trouble.
I should have known better. I guess I'll return these tomorrow.
You don't have to.
You heard what my mom said.
I heard her, but I have another idea.
Lucille and Lacey made their secret plans so Lucille wouldn't have to return the clothes to the store. When Monday rolled around, Lucille came down for breakfast before school.
Morning, sunshine.
Morning.
Are you still upset with me about the clothes thing?
I don't know. I guess not.
I just think it's important to remember who you are and who you belong to.
What's that mean?
As a Christian, you belong to God. Everything you do and wear should reflect that.
Come on, Mom.
I'm serious.
But some Christians are so square.
Square? I haven't heard that one in a while.
You know what I mean.
I do. And you'll probably find it strange, but I agree with you.
You see?
Some people do act like they have to wear a Christian costume.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Neither do I, but it's important to remember that we want to be a beacon, something people are drawn to. We want to look like we have something to offer people who need help, not like we're going to steal their wallet.
Doesn't the Bible say that God looks at our heart, and that's what's important?
That's true. God does look at our heart, but others are looking at our outward appearance, so it's important to remember that, too.
Yeah, okay. I gotta go.
Don't forget your book bag. Wow, it's really full today.
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right, I'll see you after school.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
Lucille didn't go right to school. She had a stop to make on the way.
Where have you been? We need to split soon.
I was talking to my mom.
You didn't tell her the plan, did you?
No way. She'd never even let me out of the house.
You have your new wardrobe?
In my bag. I was thinking maybe I could just leave my clothes over here and change on the way to school.
Every day?
I don't know. Maybe not every day, just days I want to dress in these clothes.
I guess that wouldn't be a problem, long as you don't mind.
It would make everything so much easier for me.
Sure, no problemo. But you better get changed if we're going to make it to school on time.
Oh, right.
So Lucille changed into her cool clothes and went with Lacey to school. This was the moment of truth for Lucille. What would the other kids think of her new look? Would they like her? Would they laugh at her?
Relax, Lucille. Everything's going to be cool. Just take it easy.
Oh, sorry. I'm just so nervous. I want people to like me.
If people like you because of what you wear, it isn't worth them liking you. People should like you for who you are.
Yeah, but is this really who I am?
Only you can decide that.
Oh, I hope they like me.
Whatever happens, be cool.
Right. Be cool.
And relax.
Right, sorry.
You apologize a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Sorry.
Whatever.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
It's Alice Galapagos.
So?
She said if she ever saw me again, she'd...
What?
She'd beat the snot out of me.
Yeah? I bet she won't threaten you anymore.
I don't know.
You're about to find out.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Lacey. Hey, Lucille. Cool clothes.
Yeah. Thanks. You too.
Yeah, I used to think you were just a goody-two-shoes slime head. You seem pretty cool.
Yeah. I used to think you were... weird. You seem all right, too.
Cool. You two gonna be at Bogan's party on Friday?
Bogan's party? Are you kidding? We'll be there.
I might be working.
Working? You mean, like a job?
Yeah. I babysit these kids.
Cool. See you later.
See ya. See, that wasn't so bad.
I guess not.
I told you it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. Hey, there's my friend Liz.
Dullsville, little sister. Dullsville.
Huh?
Hey, Lucille. What's going on?
Nothing. What do you mean?
Well, you look, different.
She looks cool.
Hey. Oh, is that what it is?
You're not gonna judge the way she dresses, are you?
Oh, I guess not. It's just kind of a shock. Kind of like biting an apple and finding out it's an onion.
Are you saying I'm an onion?
You know what? I'm just gonna stop talking right now, because something tells me you're just gonna misunderstand everything I say.
Lucille, nice look. It's about time you got cool.
Rock on.
You were saying something, Liz?
All I was gonna say was that you don't really look like the Lucille I know.
Well, maybe it's time for a new Lucille.
You tell him, sister.
Yeah.
What do you think about during the month of February? Well, Valentine's Day, of course. And Valentine's is kind of a cool time to show your friends, family, and even people at school that you like them, appreciate them, and respect them. Kids Corner has a great way to help you show that respect, appreciation, and love. You can download our free Valentine's Day cards. Just go to kidscorner.net, click on the Activities button, and then scroll down to the Activities heading to download your cards. Once again, just go to kidscorner.net, click on the Activities button, and celebrate Valentine's.
Lucille had been making lots of new friends since she changed her style of dress. People she had never spoken to before, and had never spoken to her before, were talking like old friends.
Too bad you're going to be babysitting this weekend.
Yeah, well, I need to make some money so I can keep buying my own clothes.
Your parents don't buy you clothes?
Oh, not like these. They want me to dress like them.
Wow.
Hey, Lucille. You're looking pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks, Franco.
You know, I've been thinking. The iguanas are always looking for girls like you. Maybe you ought to join up.
Me? An iguana?
Sure. Now that you're not looking so plain anymore, you'd fit right in.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think about it? If you need someone to vouch for you, just let me know. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
See you around.
Whoa! I can't believe that. Franco must really like you.
Yeah.
Or something.
I guess.
Lucille was Little Miss Popular with her new group of friends, but what about her old friends?
Hey, Lucille.
Hi, Liz. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing much. I noticed you were talking to Franco before.
Yeah, he asked me to join the iguanas.
He what?
Yeah, he said they were always looking for girls like me.
I don't know what that means.
I think he realized that I'm a cool, independent girl.
Well, I've known that for a long time. How long have we been friends now?
But other people are noticing it now, too.
Oh, that's great, Lucille. You know, I've been thinking, all these new friends you've got, Alice, even Franco.
Yeah?
If you want to invite him to our Bible study,
I'll have to see about that.
You know, it could really be a great opportunity.
Hang on a second. Did something weird just happen?
What do you mean?
Did you start acting like me and I started acting like you? ask me a tough question.
What's 8 times 9?
72. Okay, so far, so good.
Ask me one.
What's an adverb?
A word that describes an action word?
Ooh, that's right. You shouldn't know that.
We just talked about it in class this morning.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I know. What's the square root of 81?
Huh?
The square root of 81?
I don't know.
Phew, I was worried there for a minute.
Yeah.
I thought I turned into you and you turned into me.
Because I thought you should bring your friends to the Bible study?
Yeah, that's something I would totally say.
Except you wouldn't use the word totally. Not in that context, anyway.
You're still doing it, Liz. You don't use words like context.
Well, maybe being friends with you for so long has rubbed off on me.
Thanks, Liz.
Oh, no problem. I just,
What?
I just hope you don't expect me to dress cool like you. I don't think I could pull it off.
Little did Lucille know that while she was outside with her classmates, Miss Waddle was on the phone with her mother, making sure that everything was okay at home.
She's been acting different.
That afternoon, Lucille was called down to the office, where she had a surprise waiting for her.
Mom? What are you doing here? Is everything okay?
That's what I wanted to ask you, young lady.
What do you mean?
Those are not the clothes you were wearing when you left home this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I changed to Lacey's.
What have I told you about wearing her clothes?
They're not hers, Mom. They're mine.
You don't own clothes like that.
I bought them last week, and I told you they were Lacey's so you wouldn't get mad. I guess it didn't work, huh?
I am disappointed in you, Lucille.
What?
It's not like you to be so sneaky and deceitful.
I knew you wouldn't want me to wear clothes like these.
But you didn't let that stop you, did you?
I guess not.
You know what, Lucille? We're gonna try something new.
Uh-oh.
You're an intelligent girl. You can make decisions for yourself.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to let you keep these clothes.
You are?
For the next week, you can wear them all you want, but...
What?
Only if you can prove that you can continue to make wise decisions.
Okay.
You need to behave in an appropriate manner, not only as my daughter, but as a Christian.
Okay.
If you can do that, you can keep the clothes. If not, the incinerator.
I think that's fair.
All right. No more sneakiness, understand?
Yeah, okay.
Lucille and her mom had a deal. She wore her new clothes every day after that. On Friday, she and Lacey stopped by Big Daddy-O's on the way home from school.
So, tonight's the big party.
Not for me. I'm babysitting Mrs. Fox's kids.
That's right. Soon you should be able to get that CD player.
Yeah, I've been thinking too. With the money I make, I could go to Ratitude's and get me some more of these clothes.
They had some boots that would look really cool.
All right.
Hey, Lucille. Give any more thought to being an iguana?
A little, Franco.
I told the others all about you. They really want to see you.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to you about it later.
We can talk now. Slide over.
Okay.
Don't you want to be part of the coolest gang in town?
Could you slide over a bit? You're kind of crowding me.
Yeah? Don't you like me?
Did I say that? I didn't say that. What makes you say that?
You look like you want me to move.
Actually, I would like you to move.
Oh, yeah? Sure, I can move. Maybe I was wrong about you. See you around.
Oh, wow, that was way weird, wasn't it?
So much for being an iguana.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I was cut out for that anyway.
Lucille? Lucille, is that you?
Oh, Mrs. Fox, hi.
Oh, it is you. Oh my, what a surprise.
What time do you want me to come over tonight?
Tonight? Right. Lucille, listen, I decided to go in another direction with the whole, you know, the whole babysitting thing.
What do you mean?
Well, yes, Mr. Fox and I, we think that someone else would be a better, well, you know, a better a choice for our children.
What?
Right. I you're upset. I get that. Look, we just think that our children would be better taken care of by someone less, questionable?
I'm not questionable. I'm very responsible.
Well, I'm sure you are, Lucille. It's just that, well, you know, they're my children. I don't want to come back and find them with, I don't know, tattoos, you know.
But Mrs. Fox!
Oh, now have your mom call me, dear. We'll do lunch or something, okay? Bye-bye.
Whew, that stinks. But hey, now you can come to Bogan's party.
I don't think so. I gotta go.
Lucille was crushed. She ran all the way home, not even wanting to talk to Liz, Granny Gecko, or even Grandpa Anoli.
Lucille, are you all right?
Mrs. Fox doesn't want me to babysit her kids anymore.
Why not?
She said I look questionable.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. She's right, but I'm sorry.
Why shouldn't I be able to dress any way I want? Why do people have to judge us by the way we dress?
Because people can't see into our hearts the way God can. The way we look is often all they have to go on.
That's not right.
I'm not saying it is, but that's the way things are.
Still not right.
Let me show you something in the Bible.
I saw that coming a mile away.
Because you're smart. So here it is, 1 Timothy 2:9. Why don't you read it?
And I want women to be modest in their appearance. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or by wearing gold or pearls or expensive clothing.
Did you catch that?
It says we should dress dumpy.
No, it doesn't. It says that we shouldn't draw attention to ourselves by the way we dress.
Okay.
When we do that, it gives others the chance to get the wrong idea.
Franco thought I'd want to be an iguana.
Did you say you wanted to be an iguana?
No. I've seen the way they treat girls.
So the way you were dressed made them think you'd want to be one of them.
People really started liking me when I dressed like this.
Those people thought you were someone different, someone new. Deep down, Lucille, you hadn't changed at all.
I did a little. I got a little meaner. I said some cruel things. I felt weird saying them, though.
That's because you're not a cruel person. What bothered me the most, though, was when you lied to me.
Yeah, I know.
As a rule of thumb, if you have to lie about it, you're probably doing something you shouldn't be doing. Your conscience tends to be a pretty good guide.
Are those people still gonna like me if I don't dress cool?
I don't know. But if they're your friends only because of how you're dressed, they're not worth having as friends.
Lacey said something just like that.
Maybe there's some hope for that girl after all.
Yeah, I guess.
So do you want me to wash your clothes so you can have them to wear tomorrow?
No, I think I'm gonna wear my uncool clothes again.
You still have 6 days left for our arrangement.
I know, I just don't think I want to wear them anymore.
Okay, if that's your decision, you know I'll support you.
You know, sometimes I wish I were a boy.
What? Why?
Because boys never have to worry about how they look. They don't have that problem.
They don't need it either. They have lots of other problems.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's an important lesson that Lucille learned. The dictionary defines the word modest as humble or reserved. Those words describe someone who would not draw attention to herself, just like the verse in 1 Timothy says. Lots of times we want to attract attention to ourselves, but we do it in the wrong ways. With weird clothes, piercings, even nice expensive clothes. The Bible says we shouldn't draw attention to ourselves that way. But like Lucille's mother said, be a beacon to people looking for answers. Colossians 3 verse 12 says, put on tender mercy and kindness as if they were your clothes. Don't be proud, be gentle and patient. Wouldn't you rather have people notice you for those reasons?
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.